O-L-O, acute, R-E, diuresis, A, greamy. For much later formulation of words from this root, including olorin, capital O-L-O, acute, R-I-N, Gandalf, see Unfinished Tales, page 396. In Goldodrin lexicon are given lur, L-U circumflex R, slumber, luriel, capital L-U acute R-I-E-L, changed to lurin, capital L-U acute R-I-N, equals Kenya lorien, and also olm, O-L-M, oloth, O-L-O-T-H, olor, O-L-O-R, dream, apparition, vision, oltha, O-L-T-H-A, appear as an apparition. Compare Eriol, Olofantur, Olore Male. Lumin, capital L-U acute M-I-N, rejected name for Aluin, time, the hiding of Valinor, side 8, tone 3. Goldogrin lexicon has lum, L-U acute M, time, Luin, L-U-I-N, gone, past, Lu, L-U, occasion, time, Lutha, L-U circumflex, T-H-A, pass of time, come to pass. Aluin, perhaps belongs here also. Luvier, capital L-U-V-I-E-R. I have translated this word on the world ship drawing as clouds, the coming of the Valar, side 3, tone 6, on the basis of words in Kenya lexicon derived from the root luvu, L-U-V-U. Luvu, L-U-V-U hyphen, lawa, brood, lumbo, L-U-M-B-O, dark lowering cloud, lure, L-U acute R-E diaresis, dark weather, lurea, L-U acute R-E diaresis, A, dark overcast. Goldodrin lexicon has lum, L-U-M, cloud, lumbri, L-U-M-B-R-I, foul weather, lumbrin, L-U-M-B-R-I-N, lumba, L-U-M-B-A, overcast, lur, L-U-R hyphen, hang, lower, of clouds. Makar, capital M-A-K-A-R, given in Kenya lexicon, god of battle, under root maka, M-A-K-A, with mak, M-A-K hyphen, slay, makil, M-A-K-I-L, sword. His gnomish name is Magron, capital M-A-G-R-O-N, or Magorn, capital M-A-G-O-R-N, with related words Machta, M-A-C-T-H-A hyphen, slay, Macha, M-A-C-H-A, slaughter, battle, Magli, M-A-G-L-I, a great sword, see Mease. In the Valar name list, Makar is called also Ramandor, capital R-A-M-A-N-D-O-R. This was the original name of the King of the Eagles in the Fall of Gondolin, replaced by Sorontur, capital S-O-R-O-N-T-U-R. In Kenya lexicon, under root Rama, R-A-M-A, Rama, R-A-M-A hyphen, to shout, Rambe, R-A-M-B-E diaresis, a shout, Ran, R-A-N, noise. Ramandor is translated, the shouter, equals Makar. Mandos, capital M-A-N-D-O-S. This name is defined in Kenya lexicon as the halls of Ve and Fui, hell, and a comparison made with the suffix Mandu, M-A-N-D-U, in Angamandu, hells of iron. In Goldogrin lexicon is the following entry, Bandoth, capital B-A-N-D-O-T-H, later changed to Bannoth, capital B-A-N-N-O-T-H, compare Angband, equals Mandos. 1. The region of the waiting souls of the dead. 2. The god who judged the dead elves and gnomes. 3. Improperly used exclusively of his hall, properly called Gwe, capital G-W-E circumflex, changed to Gwe, capital G-W-I circumflex, or Ingwi, capital I-N-G-W-I. For this distinction between the region Mandos, in which dwelt the death gods, and their halls, Ve and Pui, see The Coming of the Valar, side 3, tone 4, side 4 before the turn. Manir, capital M-A acute N-I-R, not in Kenya lexicon, but Goldogren lexicon has Mona, M-O acute N-A, or Moni, M-O acute N-I, the spirits of the air, children of Manweg. Further relations are indicated in the following entry. Manos, M-A-N-O-S, plural Manosin, M-A-N-O-S-S-I-N, a spirit that has gone to the Valar or to Erumani, Edophon. Compare Mona, M-O acute N-A, Kenya Mane, M-A acute N-E diaresis. See Eruman and the coming of the Valar and the building of Valinor, side 4 before the turn. Other words are Mani, M-A-N-I, good, of men and character only, holy. Kenya lexicon, Mane, M-A-N-E diaresis, good, moral, Mandra, M-A-N-D-R-A, noble, and Manweg, capital M-A-N-W-E-G, Kenya, Manwe. Manwe, capital M-A-N-W-E diaresis, C Manir. The Gnomish names are Man, capital M-A-N, and Manweg. For the suffix Weg, W-E-G, see Bronweg. Marvanyachayeva, capital M-A-R, capital V-A-N-W-A, capital T-Y-A-L-I-E acute V-A. For Mar, see Eldamar, and for Vanwa, see Kalvanda. Chalye, capital T-Y-A-L-I-E, diaresis, play, game, is an isolated entry in Kenya lexicon under root chala, T-Y-A-L-A. Mease, capital M-E-A acute double S-E diaresis, a late hasty entry in Kenya lexicon, adds Mease, sister of Makar, Amazon with bloody arms, to the root mehe, M-E-H-E, ooze, question mark, whence mear, M-E-A-R, gore. In Goldogren lexicon, she is Mekos, capital M-E-C-H-O-S, and Mechothli, capital M-E-C-H-O-T-H-L-I. Mechor, M-E-C-H-O-R, gore, and is also called Magrintha, capital M-A-G-R-I-N-T-H-A, the red-handed. Magru, M-A-G-R-U, equals Macha, M-A-C-H-A, slaughter, battle. Magrusaig, M-A-G-R-U-S-A-I-G, bloodthirsty. In the Valar name list, she is called Rave, capital R-A acute, V-E diaresis, or Ravenni, capital R-A-V-E-N-N-I. In Kenya lexicon, the root Rava, R-A-V-A, has many derivatives, as Rauta, R-A-U-T-A hyphen, to hunt, Roust, R-A-U-S-T, hunting, praying, Roustar, capital R-A-U-S-T-A-R, a name of Orome, Rau, R-A-U, plural Ravi, R-A acute V-I, lion, Ravenne, R-A-V-E-N-N-E diaresis, she-lion, Ravi, capital R-A acute V-I, a name of Mease. Very similar forms are given in Goldogren lexicon. Rau, R-A-U, lion, Rausta, R-A-U-S-T-A, to hunt, Roust, R-A-U-S-T, hunt. Melko, capital M-E-L-K-O. The name is entered in Kenya lexicon, but without etymological affinity. In Goldogren lexicon, the corresponding name is Belka, capital B-E-L-C-A, changed to Belka, capital B-E-L-C-H-A, with a note referring to Kenya, Velka, V-E-L-K-A, flame. In the Valar name list, he is called Yelur, capital Y-E-L-U-R, root Jele, D-Y-E-L-E, whence Kenya, Yelwa, Y-E-L-W-A, cold, Yelin, capital Y-E-L-I-N, winter. The Gnomish form is Gelwim, capital G-E-L-U-I-M, Gielwim, capital G-I-E-L-U-I-M, name of Belka when exercising his opposite functions of extreme cold. Kenya, Yeloimu, capital Y-E-L-O-I-M-U. Compare Gilim, capital G-I-L-I-M, winter. Melko is also called in the name list Ulban, capital U-L-B-A-N, Ulband, capital U-L-B-A-N-D, which is found in Kenya lexicon glossed monster under the negative prefix ul, U-L, hyphen. His son, Kosomot, Gothmog, was by Ulbandi. The coming of the Valar and the building of Valinor, side 4, before the turn. Other names for him in Gnomish are Uduvrin, capital U-D-U-V-R-I-N, C. Utumna, and Anginos, capital A-N-G-A-I-N-O-S, C. Angino. Meril Iturinki, capital M-E-R-I-L, hyphen I, hyphen, capital T-U-R-I-N-Q-I. Meril is not in Kenya lexicon, but Turinki, queen, is given with a great many other derivatives of the root Turu, T-U-R-U, be strong, including Turambar, capital T-U-R-A-M-B-A-R, Turumarto, capital T-U-R-U-M-A-R-T-O, and Tur, T-U-R, king. In Goldogrin lexicon are Tur, T-U-R, hyphen, can, have power to, Tur, T-U, circumflex, R, king, Turwin, T-U-R-W-I-N, queen, Turm, T-U-R-M, authority, rule, strength, Turinthi, T-U-R-I-N-T-H-I, princess, especially title of Gwyddil. Compare Sorontur, Valaturu, Tuor. There are also these later additions in Goldogrin lexicon. Gwyddil Idurinthi, capital G-W-I-D-H-I-L, hyphen I, hyphen, capital D-U-R-I-N-T-H-I, equals Meril Iturinki, queen of flowers. Gwethra, G-W-E-T-H-R-A, bloom, flourish, and the stem Gweth, G-W-E-D-H, hyphen, is here compared to Kenya Mer, M-E-R, hyphen, which is not in Kenya lexicon. Mineflos, capital M-I-N-E-T-H-L-O-S. Goldogrin lexicon Min, M-I-N, one, single. Mindon, M-I-N-D-O-N, tower, properly an isolated turret or peak. Mineth, M-I-N-E-T-H, island. Mineflos, capital M-I-N-E-T-H-L-O-S, Argent Isle, moon. The same translation is given in the text, The Tale of the Sun and Moon, side 7, before the turn. Under root Mi, M-I, Macron, Kenya lexicon has Mir, M-I-R, 1, Minke, M-I-N-Q-E, diaresis, 11, and under root Mini, M-I-N-I, Mindon, M-I-N-D-O-N, turret. The second element of Mineflos must in fact be los, L-O, circumflex, S, flower, see gar losion. Miruvor, capital M-I-R-U-V-O-R, Kenya lexicon, Miruvore, M-I-R-U-V-O, acute, R-E, diaresis, nectar, drink of the Valar, see The Theft of Melko, side 6, tone 2. With Miru, M-I-R-U, wine. Goldogrin lexicon, Mirofor, M-I-R-O-F-O-R, or Gurmir, G-U-R-M-I-R, drink of the gods. Mir, M-I circumflex R, Miros, M-I-R-O-S, wine. Moritarnon, capital M-O-R-I-T-A-R-N-O-N, door of night, see Mornie. Goldogrin lexicon gives Tarn, T-A-R-N, gate, Tarnon, T-A-R-N-O-N, porter. Compare Tarnfui. Mornie, capital M-O-R-N-I-E, diaresis. Not in Kenya lexicon, but one of the many derivatives of root Moro, M-O-R-O, as Moru, M-O-R-U, hyphen, to hide, Mori, M-O-R-I, night, Morna, M-O-R-N-A, Morka, M-O-R-Q-A, black, Morion, M-O-R-I-O-N, son of the dock. A curious item is Morwen, capital M-O-R-W-E-N, daughter of the dock, Jupiter. In the original tale of Turin, his mother was not named Morwen. The gnomish name of the death ship is Mornir, capital M-O-R-N-I-R, a later addition to original entries Morn, M-O-R-N, dark, black, Morth, M-O-R-T-H, darkness, Mortha, M-O-R-T-H-A, dim, with the note, the black ship that plies between Mandos and Erumani, Kenya, Mornie, black grief. The second element is, therefore, Nir, N-I circumflex R, grief, changed from Nier, N-I-E macron R hyphen, to which Kenya, Nyere, N-Y-E acute R-E diaresis is said to correspond. Compare Moritarnon, Moru, Morwinion. Moru, capital M-O acute R-U. Goldogrin lexicon in a later edition gives Moru, capital M-U-R-U, a name of the primeval knight personified as Gwerlum or Gungliant. Hence my reading in the text, Moru, M-O acute R-U, rather than Morn, capital M-O-R-N. The Theft of Melko and the Darkening of Valinor, side 6, tone 1. Among the original entries in Goldogrin lexicon is Muri, M-U acute R-I, darkness, night. See Mornie. Morwinion, capital M-O-R-W-I-N-Y-O-N. This name of the star Arcturus is translated in the text, The Tale of the Sun and Moon, side 7 before the tone, as the glint at dusk, and Kenya lexicon giving it under root moro, M-O-R-O, see mornie, renders it glint in the dark. Kenya lexicon has a root gwini, G-W-I-N-I, with derivative word wintil, W-I-N-T-I-L, a glint. The gnomish name is Morwinthi, capital M-O-R-W-I-N-T-H-I. Presumably connected are Gwim, G-W-I-M, Gwink, G-W-I-N-C, spark, flash, Gwimla, G-W-I-M-L-A, wink, twinkle. Murmenalda, capital M-U-R-M-E-N-A-L-D-A, translated in the text as Veil of Sleep, the Slumbrous Dale. Gilfannon's tale, The Travail of the Noldoli, side 8, turn 6, side 9, before the turn. Kenya lexicon under root Muru, M-U-R-U, gives Muru, M-U-R-U, hyphen, to slumber, Murme, M-U-R-M-E, diaresis, slumber, Murmea, M-U-R-M-E, diaresis, A, slumbrous. The second element is from a root Nuldl, N-L-D-L. Both L's have dots beneath them, of which the derivatives in Kenya lexicon are Nal, N-A-L, Nale, N-A-L-L-E, diaresis, Dale, Del, and Nalda, N-A-L-D-A, valley, used as an adjective. In Gnomish occur Nal, N-A-L, Dale, Vale, Nal, N-A-L, down, downwards, Nalos, N-A-L-O-S, sinking, setting, slope, Nalosaura, capital N-A-L-O-S-A-U-R-A, sunset, etc. Compare Murmuran. Murmuran, capital M-U-R-M-U-R-A-N, see Murmenalda. Goldogrin lexicon gives the gnomish form corresponding to Kenya Murmuran as Mormaurien, capital M-O-R-M-A-U-R-I-E-N, abode of Luriel, but this seems to be of different etymology. Compare Malmaurien, capital M-A-L-M-A-U-R-I-E-N, equals Olore Male, the path of dreams, Maur, M-A-U-R, dream, vision. Nandini, capital N-A-N-D-I-N-I, on an isolated paper that gives a list of the different clans of fays, the Nandini are fays of the valleys. Kenya lexicon gives a root Nara, N-A-R-A, with derivatives Nan, N-A-N, Nand, N-A-N-D, woodland, Nandin, N-A-N-D-I-N, Dryad. Goldogrin Lexicon has Nandir, N-A-N-D-I-R, Fay of the Country, Kenya, Nandin, N-A-N-D-I-N, together with Nand, N-A-N-D, Field, Acre, plural, Nandin, N-A-N-D-I-N, Country, Nandor, N-A-N-D-O-R, Farmer, etc. Nauglath, capital N-A-U-G-L-A-T-H. Goldogrin Lexicon gives the following words, Naug, N-A-U-G, and Naugli, N-A-U-G-L-I, dwarf, Naugla, N-A-U-G-L-A, of the dwarves, Nauglafel, N-A-U-G-L-A-F-E-L, dwarf-natured, that is, mean, avaricious. See Gilfannon's tale, The Travail of the Noldoli, side 9, before the turn. Kenya lexicon has nothing corresponding, but in Goldogrin lexicon, the Kenya equivalent of Naug is said to be Nauka, N-A-U-K-A. Neni Erumear, capital N-E-N-I, capital E-R-U acute M-E diaresis A-R. On the Will ship drawing, where I have translated it Outermost Waters, the coming of the Valar and the building of Valinor, side 3, turn 6. Kenya lexicon under root Nene, N-E-N-E, flow, has Nen, N-E-N, river, water, and the same form occurs in Gnomish. Erumea, capital E-R-U acute M-E diaresis A, outer, outermost, is given in Kenya lexicon, as a derivative of Ere, E-R-E, out, as in Eruman, compare Koivie Neni. Nermir, capital N-E-R-M-I-R. In the list of fays referred to under Nandini, the Nermir are fays of the Medes. Kenya lexicon has an isolated entry, Nermi, capital N-E-R-M-I, a field spirit, and Goldogrin lexicon has Nermil, capital N-E-R-M-I-L, a fay that haunts meadows and riverbanks. Nessa, capital N-E-S-S-A. This name does not appear in the dictionaries. In the Valar name list, she is called Helinyetille, capital H-E-L-I-N-Y-E-T-I-L-L-E diaresis, and Melesta, capital M-E-L-E-S-T-A. In Kenya lexicon, among the very early entries, Helin, H-E-L-I-N, is the name of the violet or pansy, and Helinyetille is glossed Eyes of Heartsease, that being a name of the pansy. Compare Yeta, Y-E, acute T-A, look at. But in Kenya lexicon, this is a name of Erinti. There was clearly much early shifting among the goddesses of spring, the ascription of names and roles. See Erinti. Melesta is doubtless from root mele, M-E-L-E, love, meles, M-E-L-E-S, melesse, M-E-L-E-S-S-E, diaresis, love, melwa, M-E-L-W-A, lovely, etc. Gnomish mel, M-E-L hyphen, to love, meleth, M-E-L-E-T-H, love, melon, M-E-L-O-N, melta, M-E-L-T-H-A, beloved, etc. Nieliqui, capital N-I-E-L-I acute Q-I. In Kenya lexicon, this name, Nieliki, capital N-I-E-L-I-Q-I, also Nieliki, capital N-I-E-L-I-K-K-I, Nieliki, capital N-Y-E-L-I-K-K-I, is derived from the root Niehe, N-Y-E-H-E, weep, see Nienna, where her tears fell snowdrops, Nieninke, N-I-E-N-I-N-Q-E, diaresis, literally, white tear, sprang. See the poem Nieninke in J.R.R. Tolkien, The Monsters and the Critics and Other Essays, 1983, page 215. For Ninke, N-I-N-Q-E, diaresis, see Taniquetil. The second element of Nieliqui is presumably from the root Liki, L-I-Q-I, whence Linke, L-I-N-Q-E, diaresis, water, Likin, L-I-Q-I-N, wet, Likis, L-I-Q-I-S, transparent, etc. si, ulmo. Nieluin. Capital N-I-E-L-L-U-I-N. This name of the star Sirius is translated in the text, The Tale of the Sun and Moon, side 7 before the turn, as the Bee of Asia, see Ingil. The first element is from the root nehe, N-E-H-E, whence nekte, N-E-K-T-E diaresis, honey, nier, N-I-E-R, changed from neer, N-E-I-E-R, changed from nekier, N-E-K-I-E-R, honeybee, nierwes, N-I-E-R-W-E-S, hive. The name of Sirius is given in Kenya lexicon as Nielune, capital N-I-E-L-L-U, acute N-E diaresis, or Nierninwa, capital N-I-E-R-N-I-N-W-A. Both Ninwa, N-I-N-W-A, and Lune, L-U, acute N-E diaresis, are Kenya words meaning blue. In Gnomish, the name of the star is Nyothluimi, capital N-I-O-T-H-L-U-I-M-I, equals Kenya Nyeluin. Nio, N-I-O, Nios, N-I-O-S, B, and many related words, Luim, L-U-I-M, blue. Nienna, capital N-I-E-N-N-A. In Kenya lexicon, Nienna, capital N-Y-E-N-N-A, the goddess is given under a root, Nye, N-Y-E, or Nienne, N-Y-E-N-E, bleat, whence Nienni, N-Y-E acute N-I, she-goat, Nienna, N-Y-E acute N-A, hyphen, lament, etc. But there is a note, or all to root nyehe, N-Y-E-H-E. This means weep. Nye, N-I-E diaresis tear, compare nyeliqui. Nyenye, N-Y-E-N-Y-E diaresis weeping. In Goldogren lexicon, the forms of the name are Neni, capital N-E-N-N-I, Nenir, capital N-E-N-N-I-R, Nenir, capital N-E-N-I-R, Ninir, capital N-I-N-I-R, without etymological connections given, but compare Nin, N-I circumflex N, Tia. Noldoli, capital N-O-L-D-O-L-I. The root nol, N-O-L, no in Kenya lexicon has derivatives Noldo, capital N-O-L-D-O, gnome, and Noldorinwa, capital N-O-L-D-O-R-I-N-W-A, adjective, Noldomar, capital N-O-L-D-O-M-A-R, gnome land, and Noldorin, capital N-O-L-D-O-R-I-N, who dwelt a while in Noldomar and brought the gnomes back to Inwenore. It seems that Noldomar means the great lands, but it is very curious that in these entries, which are among the earliest, gnome is an emendation of goblin. Compare the poem Goblin Feet, 1915, and its Old English title, Cymath Than Nichtielfas, the Cottage of Lost Play, side 2, before the turn. In Gnomish, gnome is Golda, capital G-O-L-D-A, that is, wise one, Goldothrim, capital G-O-L-D-O-T-H-R-I-M, the people of the gnomes, Goldogrin, capital G-O-L-D-O-G-R-I-N, their tongue, Goldobar, capital G-O-L-D-O-B-A-R, Goldomar, capital G-O-L-D-O-M-A-R, gnome land. The equivalent of Noldorin in Goldogrin lexicon is Goldriel, capital G-O-L-D-R-I-E-L, which was the form antecedent to Golthadriel, capital G-O-L-T-H-A-D-R-I-E-L in the text, before both were struck out. The Cottage of Lost Play, side 1, turn 5. See Noleme. Noldorin, capital N-O-L-D-O-R-I-N, see Noldoli. Noleme, capital N-O acute L-E-M-E diaresis. This is given in Kenya lexicon as a common noun, deep law, wisdom, see Noldoli. The gnomish name of Finwe Noleme, Golfinweg, the coming of the elves, side 4, turn 6, contains the same element, as must also the name Fingolma, capital F-I-N-G-O-L-M-A, given to him in outlines for Gilfanan's tale. Side 9, before the turn. Inori Landar, capital I, capital N-O-R-I, capital L-A-N-D-A-R, on the world ship drawing, probably meaning the Great Lands, the coming of the Valar and the building of Valinor, side 3, turn 6. For Nori, N-O-R-I, see Valinor. Nothing similar to Landar, L-A-N-D-A-R, appears in Kenya lexicon. Goldogrin lexicon gives a word land, L-A-N-D, land, L-A-N-N, broad. Nornore, capital N-O-R-N-O-R-E, diaresis. In Kenya lexicon, this name has the form Nornoros, capital N-O-R-N-O-R-O-S, herald of the gods, and with the verb Nornoro, N-O-R-N-O-R-O, hyphen, run on, run smoothly, is derived from a root Noro, N-O-R-O, run, ride, spin, etc. Goldogrin lexicon has similar words. Nor, N-O-R hyphen, run, roll. Norn, N-O-R-N, wheel. Nur, N-U circumflex R, smooth, rolling free. The name corresponding to Kenya Nornore is here Drondor, capital D-R-O-N-D-O-R, messenger of the gods. Drond, D-R-O-N-D, race, course, track, and Dro, D-R-O circumflex, wheel track, rut. Drondor was later changed to Dronurin. Capital D-R-O-N-U acute R-I-N, changed from Noronor, capital N-O-R-O-N-O macron R hyphen, and Drond to Bron, D-R-O-N-N. Nume, capital N-U acute M-E diaresis, on the world ship drawing. In Kenya lexicon, Nume, west, is derived from root Nuhu, N-U-H-U, bow, bend down, stoop, sink. Other words are Nuta, N-U acute T-A hyphen, stoop, sink. Numeta, N-U acute M-E-T-A hyphen. Numenda, N-U-M-E-N-D-A hyphen, get low of the sun. Numea, N-U acute M-E diaresis A in the west. Numish, num, N-U-M hyphen, sink, descend. Numin, N-U acute M-I-N in the west. Auranumin, capital A-U-R-A, N-U acute M-I-N, sunset. Numbros, N-U-M-B-R-O-S, incline, slope. Nunthi, N-U-N-T-H-I, downward. Compare Palace Numea, Pascala Numen, Sirnumen. Nuri, capital N-U acute R-I, name of Fuinien. Nuri, who sighs, the coming of the Valar, Psi 3, tone 3. This is given without translation in Kenya lexicon under root Nuru, N-U-R-U, with Nuru, N-U acute, R-U hyphen, growl of dogs, grumble, Nur, N-U-R, growl, complaint. In Nomish, she is Nurnil, capital N-U-R-N-I-L, with associated words Nur, N-U-R hyphen, growl, grumble, Nurn, N-U-R-N, lament, Nurna, N-U-R-N-A hyphen, bewail, lament. O, capital O circumflex. On the world ship drawing, the C, the coming of the Valar and the building of Valinor, side 3, tone 6, C-O-N-N. Owarni, capital O-A-R-N-I, C-O-N-N. Olofantur, capital O-L-O-F-A-N-T-U-R, see Lorien Fanturi. Olore Male, capital O-L-O acute R-E diaresis, capital M-A-L-L-E diaresis. For Olore, see Lorien. Male, street, appears in Kenya lexicon under root Mala, M-A-L-A, crush, see Balrog. The Gnomish form is Mal, M-A-L, paved way, road, and the equivalent of olore male is Malmaurien. Capital M-A-L-M-A-U-R-I-E-N, see Murmuran. Onen, capital O, acute, N-E-N. The root O-O, apostrophe O, apostrophe O, in Kenya lexicon has derivatives O, O, circumflex, a poetic word, the sea, O-R, O-A-R, child of the sea, merchild, Oaris, O-A-R-I-S, Oarits, O-A-R-I-T-S, Oarwen, O-A-R-W-E-N, mermaid, and Osse, capital O-S-S-E, diaresis. The name Owen, capital O, acute, W-E-N, antecedent of Onen in the text, the music of the Ainur, side 3, turn 1, the coming of the Valar, side 3, turn 5, also appears and evidently means the same as Oarwen. For the suffix wen, see Urwen, capital U-R-W-E-N. The later form, Winen, capital U-I-N-E-N, in the tales is apparently gnomish. Goldogrin lexicon, Unen, capital U, acute, N-E-N, lady of the sea, changed later to Winen, capital U-I-N-E-N. A form Oinen, capital O-I-N-E-N, also occurs, the hiding of the Valinor, side 8, turn 2. In the Valar name list, Onen is called also Solore, capital S-O-L-O, acute, R-E, diaresis, see Solosimpi, and Wi Oarista, capital U-I, capital O-A-R-I-S-T-A. This latter appears in Kenya lexicon with the definition Queen of the Mermaids, together with Uin, capital U-I-N, the primeval whale, but how these relate to the other names is obscure. Orc, capital O-R-C, Kenya lexicon, Orc, O-R-K, Orc, O-R-Q hyphen, monster, demon. Goldogrin lexicon, Orc, O-R-C, goblin, plural Orkin, O-R-C-I-N, Orkoth, O-R-C-H-O-T-H, Hoth, H-O-T-H, folk, people, Hothri, H-O-T-H-R-I, army, Hothron, H-O-T-H-R-O-N, captain. Orome, capital O-R-O-M-E, diaresis. In Kenya lexicon, Orome, son of Aule, is placed under a root Oro, O-R-O, that is distinct, apparently because of the nature of the consonant, from Oro, O-R-O, with meaning of steepness, rising, given under Kalorme, capital K-A-L-O-R-M-E, diaresis, but these roots are said to be much confused. This second root yields Ore, O acute, R-E, diaresis, the dawn, sunrise, east, Orea, O acute, R-E, diaresis, A, of the dawn, eastern, Oronte, O-R-O-N-T-E, diaresis, Oronto, O-R-O-N-T-O, sunrise, Osto, O-S-T-O, the gates of the sun, and Ostor, capital O-S-T-O-R, the east, the sun, when she issues from her white gates. It is noted that Orome should perhaps be placed under the other root, but there is no indication of the connections of the name. In the Hiding of Valinor, side 8, tone 2, Orome has a particular knowledge of the east of the world. His name in Gnomish is Orma, capital O-R-M-A, and in the Valar name list he is also called Raustar, capital R-A-U-S-T-A-R, for which see Measse. Oronto, capital O-R-O-N-T-O, on the world ship drawing east, see Orome. Orossi, capital O-R-O-S-S-I, in the list of fays referred to under Nandini, the Orossi are fays of the mountains, and this name is thus a derivative from the root Oro, O-R-O, seen in Kalorme. Osse, capital O-S-S-E, diaresis, see Onen. His gnomish name is Otha, or Oth. Palisor, capital P-A-L-I-S-O-R, see Palurien. Palurien, capital P-A-L-U, acute R-I-E-N. An early entry in Kenya lexicon gives Palurin, capital P-A-L-U-R-I-N, the wide world, under a root pala, P-A-L-A, whose derivatives have a common general sense of flatness, among them palis, P-A-L-I-S, sward, lawn, whence no doubt palisor, capital P-A-L-I-S-O-R. In Goldogren lexicon, the corresponding name is Belaurin, capital B-E-L-A-U-R-I-N, Blaurin, capital B-L-A-U-R-I-N, Balaurin, capital B-A-L-A-U-R-I-N, but she is also called Bladorwen, capital B-L-A-D-O-R-W-E-N, the wide earth, the world and its plants and fruits, mother earth. Related words are blant, B-L-A-N-T, flat, open, expansive, candid, blath, B-L-A-T-H, floor, bladwen, B-L-A-D-W-E-N, a plain. See Yavanna. Poldoria, capital P-O-L-D-O, acute, R-E, diaresis, A. Not in Kenya lexicon, but Goldogren lexicon gives several corresponding forms. Polodweg, capital P-O-L-O-D-W-E-G, equals tulkus. Polod, P-O-L-O-D, power, might, authority. Polodrin, P-O-L-O-D-R-I-N, mighty, also in poetic form. Poldurin, capital P-O-L-D-U-R-I-N, or Poldorin, capital P-O-L-D-O-R-I-N, which is especially used as epithet of tulkus. Kenya, Poldoria. Kalmetari, capital Q-A-L-M-E, diaresis, hyphen, capital T-A, acute, R-I. The root is kala, Q-A-L-A, die, whence kalme, Q-A-L-M-E, diaresis, death, kalin, Q-A-L-I-N, dead, and other words of the same meaning. Tari is from root taha, T-A-H-A. Ta, T-A circumflex, high, tara, T-A acute, R-A, lofty, tari, T-A acute, R-I, queen, etc. Gnomish, da, D-A circumflex, high, dara, D-A-R-A, lofty, daroth, D-A-R-O-T-H, summit, peak. Compare Taniquetil. Kalvanda, capital Q-A-L-V-A-N-D-A, the road of death, the hiding of Valinor, side 8, tone 2. See Kalmetari. The second element is from root vaha, V-A-H-A, whence va, V-A circumflex, past tense, went, vand, V-A-N-D hyphen, way, path, vandal, V-A-N-D-L, staff, vanwa, V-A-N-W-A, gone on the road, passed, over, lost, as in Mar Vanwa Chalyeva. Compare Vansamirin. Kerkaringa, capital Q-E-R-K-A-R-I-N-G-A. The first element is obscure. For the suffix ringa, see ringil. Korinomi, capital Q-O-R-I-N-O, acute M-I. See the hiding of Valinor, side 8, tone 4. The root is koro, Q-O-R-O, koso, Q-O-S-O, whence koro, Q-O-R-O, hyphen, choke, suffocate, korin, Q-O-R-I-N, drowned, choked, etc. Rana, capital R-A, acute, N-A. Not in Kenya lexicon, but Goldogren lexicon has ran, capital R-A, circumflex, N, the moon, Kenya, rana, and ranoth, R-A-N-O-T-H, month. Ranoth, capital R-A-N-O-T-H, was a rejected name preceding Ranwin, the hiding of Valinor, side 8, turn 3. In the text, The Tale of the Sun and Moon, side 7, before the turn, it is said that the gods named the moon Rana. Ranwin, capital R-A-N-U-I-N, see Rana. Ringil, capital R-I-N-G-I-L, Kenya Lexicon gives Ringa, R-I-N-G-A, damp, cold, chilly. Ringwe, R-I-N-G-W-E, diaresis, rime, frost. Rin, R-I-N, dew. Goldogrin Lexicon, Ri, R-I, circumflex, coolness. Ring, R-I-N-G, cool, cold, a sudden breeze or cold breath. And, a later addition, Ringly, capital R-I-N-G-L-I, the Arctic colds, the North Pole. See the tale of the coming of the Ainur. Compare Kerkaringa. Rumil, capital R-U acute M-I-L. This name is not found in either dictionary, but seems likely to be connected with words given in Goldogrin lexicon, Ru, R-U circumflex, and Rum, R-U circumflex M, secret, mystery. Ruim, R-U-I-M, secret, mysterious. Rui, R-U-I, whisper. Ruitha, R-U-I-T-H-A, to whisper. Salmar, capital S-A-L-M-A-R. This name must belong with derivatives of the root sala, S-A-L-A. Salma, S-A-L-M-A, lyre. Salme, S-A-L-M-E, diaresis, harp playing, etc. Samirian, capital S-A-M-I acute R-I-E-N, the feast of double mirth, the theft of Melko, side 5, tone 4. Presumably derived from the root miri, M-I-R-I, smile. Sa, S-A, hyphen, is referred to in Kenya lexicon as an intensive prefix. Compare Vansamirin. Sari, S-A acute R-I, not in either dictionary, but in Kenya lexicon, the root Saha, S-A-H-A, Sahya, S-A-H-Y-A, yields Sa, S-A circumflex, fire, Saiwa, S-A-I-W-A, hot, Sahora, capital S-A-H-O, acute R-A, the south. Goldogrin lexicon has Sa, S-A circumflex, fire, poetic form, Sai, S-A-I, Sairin, S-A-I-R-I-N, fiery, Saiwen, S-A-I-W-E-N, summer, and other words. Sil, capital S-I-L. Under the root Sili, S-I-L-I, Kenya lexicon gives a long list of words beginning with Sil, moon, and all with meanings of whiteness or white light, but neither Silpion, capital S-I-L-P-I-O-N, nor Silmaril, capital S-I-L-M-A-R-I-L, occurs in it. In Goldogrin lexicon, Sil properly equals Rose of Silpion, see Tale of the Making of the Sun and Moon, but often used poetically to equal Whole Moon or Ran. In this tale, the tale of the Sun and Moon, side 7 before the tone, it is said that the fairies named the moon Sil the Rose, earlier reading the Silver Rose. Cylindrin, capital S-I-L-I-N-D-R-I-N. The moon cauldron does not appear in either dictionary. The nearest form is Cylindo, capital S-I-L-I-N-D-O in Kenya lexicon, which is a name of Jupiter. See Sil. Silmarilli, capital S-I-L-M-A-R-I-L-L-I, see Sil. In Goldogrin lexicon, the equivalent of Kenya Silmaril is Silubril, S-I-L-U-B-R-I-L-L, hyphen, Silumaril, S-I-L-U-M-A-R-I-L, hyphen, Silumbaril, S-I-L-U-M-B-A-R-I-L, hyphen, plural, Silubrilthin, S-I-L-U-B-R-I-L-T-H-I-N, which occurs in the text, The Coming of the Elves and the Making of Kor, side 5 before the tone. A later edition compares Brithla, B-R-I-T-H-L-A, pearl, Kenya, Marilla, M-A-R-I-L-L-A, not in Kenya lexicon. The Tower of Pearl was named in Nomish Tirimbrithla, capital T-I-R-I-M-B-R-I-T-H-L-A. Silmo, capital S-I-L-M-O-C, Sil, In Kenya lexicon, Silmo is translated the moon, and in Goldogrin lexicon, Silma, capital S-I-L-M-A, is given as the Gnomish equivalent of Kenya Silmo. Silpion, capital S-I-L-P-I-O-N, see Sil. The Gnomish names are Silpios, capital S-I-L-P-I-O-S, or Piosil, capital P-I-O-S-I-L, but no meaning is given. Silubrilthin, capital S-I-L-U-B-R-I-L-T-H-I-N, see Silmarilli. Sirion, capital S-I-R-I-O-N. Kenya lexicon root Siri, S-I-R-I, flow, with derivatives Sindi, S-I-N-D-I, river, compare Kelu Sindi, Sire, S-I acute R-E diaresis stream, Sirima, S-I acute R-I-M-A liquid flowing. In Goldogrin lexicon are given Sir, S-I circumflex R, river, Siriol, S-I-R-I-O-L flowing, and Sirion, poetic word, river, properly name of the famous magic river that flowed through Garlisgion and Nantathrin. Garlisgion, the place of reeds, survived in Lisgarth, the land of reeds at the mouths of Sirion, Unfinished Tales, page 34. Compare Sir Numen and the name it replaced, Numesir. Sir Numen, capital S-I-R-N-U-acute-M-E-N, see Sirion, Nume. Solosimpi, capital S-O-L-O-S-I-M-P-I, Kenya lexicon gives Solosimpe, capital S-O-L-O-S-I-M-P-E diaresis, the shoreland pipers, of which the first element is from root solo, S-O-L-O, solme, S-O-L-M-E diaresis, wave, solor, S-O-L-O-R, solose, S-O-L-O-S-S-E diaresis, surf, surge. Compare Solore, capital S-O-L-O acute R-E diaresis, name of Onen. And the second from root Sipi, S-I-P-I, whistle, pipe. Simpa, S-I-M-P-A, Simpina, S-I-M-P-I-N-A, pipe, flute. Simpise, S-I-M-P-I-S-E diaresis, piping. Simpetar, S-I-M-P-E-T-A-R, piper. End of side 10. To continue, change side selector switch and turn the cassette over. Side 11. The Book of Lost Tales, part 1, continuing in the appendix on page 266. In Goldogrin lexicon, the Gnomish name of the Solosimpi is Thlossibin, capital T-H-L-O-S-S-I-B-I-N, or Thlossibrim, capital T-H-L-O-S-S-I-B-R-I-M, from Floss, T-H-L-O-S-S, breaker, with a variant, Flossibrim, capital F-L-O-S-S-I-B-R-I-M. The word floss is said to have been formed from floss, T-H-L-O-S-S, by influence of flass, F-L-A-S-S, sea marge, surf, margin, fringe. Sorontur, capital S-O-R-O-N-T-U-R, derived from a root soro, S-O-R-O, eagle, sor, S-O-R, sorne, S-O-R-N-E, diaresis, eagle, sornion, S-O-R-N-I-O-N, eerie, sorontur, king of eagles, for the suffix tur, T-U-R, see meril e turinki. The Gnomish forms are Thorn, T-H-O-R-N, eagle, Trond, T-H-R-O-N-D, eerie, pinnacle, Thorndor, capital T-H-O-R-N-D-O-R, and Throndor, capital T-H-R-O-N-D-O-R, king of eagles. Sulimo, capital S-U-acute L-I-M-O. In Kenya lexicon, under the three root forms, Suhyu, S-U-H-Y-U, Suhu, S-U-H-U, Sufu, S-U-F-U, air, breathe, exhale, puff, are given Su, S-U circumflex, noise of wind, Sulime, S-U-acute-L-I-M-E, diaresis, wind, and Sulimi, capital S-U-acute-L-I-M-I, Sulimo, capital S-U-L-I-M-O, valley of wind equals Manwe and Varda. This probably means that Manwe was Sulimo and Varda Sulimi, since Varda is called Sulimi in the Valar name list, but in Goldogrin lexicon it is said that Manwe and Varda were together called I Sulimi. Goldogrin lexicon has Su, S-U circumflex, noise of wind, Sultha, S-U acute, L-T-H-A, blow of wind, but Manwe's wind name is Saulmoth. Capital S-A-U-L-M-O-T-H, Saul, S-A-U-L, a great wind, which is said to be an older form of later Solmoth, capital S-O-L-M-O-T-H, and this equals Kenya, Sulimo. In Gnomish, he is also called Gwanweg, capital G-W-A-N-W-E-G, Gwa, G-W-A, circumflex, wind, Guam, G-W-A-M, gust of wind, often combined with man, capital M-A-N, see Manwe, as man, Wanweg, apostrophe, capital W-A-N-W-E-G, equals Kenya, Manwe, Sulimo. The root gwa, G-W-A, macron, appears in Kenya lexicon, wa, W-A, circumflex, wind, wanwa, W-A-N-W-A, great gale, Wanwa Voite, W-A-N-W-A-V-O-I-T-E, diaresis, windy, and in the Valar name list, Manwe and Varda are together called Wanwa Voisi, capital W-A-N-W-A-V-O-I-S-I. Suruli, capital S-U-acute-R-U-L-I, see Sulimo. Suruli is not in Kenya lexicon, but Goldogrin lexicon has Sulus. Capital S-U-L-U-S, plurals Sulusin, capital S-U-L-U-S-S-I-N, and Suluthrim, capital S-U-L-U-T-H-R-I-M, one of Manwe's two clans of air spirits. Kenya Suru, capital S-U-acute-R-U, plural Suruli, capital S-U-acute-R-U-L-I. Talca Marda, capital T-A-L-K-A, capital M-A-R-D-A. This title of Aule, translated in the text, The Tale of the Sun and Moon, side 7, before the turn, as Smith of the World, is not found in Kenya lexicon, but Goldogrin lexicon gives Martaglos, capital M-A-R-T-A-G-L-O-S, correctly Maltagros, capital M-A-L-T-A-G-R-O-S, title of Ola, Smith of the World, as the equivalent of Kenya, Talca Marwa, capital M-A-R-W-A, also Tagros, T-A-G-R-O-S, Taglos, T-A-G-L-O-S, Smith. He is also called Ola Mar, capital O-acute L-A, capital M-A-R, and in the Valar name list, Aule Mar, capital A-U-L-E, diaresis, capital M-A-R. Long afterwards, this title of Aule reappeared. In a very late note, he is given the name Mbartano. M-B-A-R-T-A-N-O, Macron, world artificer, changed from Kenya, Martamo, capital M-A-R-T-A-M-O, Sindarin, Barthan, capital B-A-R-T-H-A-N. Taniquetil, capital T-A-N-I-Q-U-E-T-I-L, under the root Taha, T-A-H-A, see Karmetari, Taniquetil is given in Kenya lexicon with the meaning lofty snow cap. The second element is from root Niki, N-I-Q-I, Ninke, N-I-N-Q-E, diaresis, white, Nikis, N-I-Q-I-S, snow, Niketil, N-I-Q-E-T-I-L, snowcap, compare Nieninke, N-I-E-N-I-N-Q-E, diaresis, white tear, snowdrop, in entry Nieliqui. The Gnomish form is Danigwethil, capital D-A-N-I-G-W-E-T-H-I-L. da, the A circumflex, high, but the second element seems to be different, since Goldogren lexicon gives a word nigweth, N-I-G-W-E-T-H, storm, properly of snow, but that sense has evaporated. Tanyasalpe. Capital T-A-N-Y-A-S-A-L-P-E diaresis, translated in the text, the bowl of fire, the tail of the sun and moon, side 7 before the tone. Salpa, S-A-L-P-A, bowl, is given in Kenya lexicon under a root S-L-P-L, with dots under both L's, with sulp, S-U-L-P hyphen, lick, salpa, S-A-L-P-A, take a sup of, sulpa, S-U-L-P-A, soup. Tanya is not in Kenya lexicon. Goldogren lexicon has tan, T-A-N, firewood, tantha, T-A-N-T-H-A hyphen, kindle, tang, T-A-N-G, flame, flash, and tanfa, capital T-A-N-F-A, the lowest of all airs, the hot air of the deep places. Tari Laisi. Capital T-A acute R-I hyphen capital L-A-I-S-I. For Tari, see Karme Tari. In Kenya lexicon, the root Laya, L-A-Y-A, be alive, flourish, has derivatives Laire, L-A-I-R-E, diaresis, meadow, Laika, L-A-I-Q-A, green, Laito, L-A-I-T-O, and Laisi, L-A-I-S-I, both meaning youth, vigor, new life. The gnomish words are Laib, L-A-I-B, also Glaib, G-L-A-I-B, green, Laigos, L-A-I-G-O-S, greenness equals Kenya, Laikasse, L-A-I-Q-A-S-S-E, diaresis. Lyre, L-A-I-R, also Glyre, G-L-A-I-R, meadow. The following note is of great interest. Note, Laigolas, capital L-A-I-G-O-L-A-S, equals green leaf, see Garlosion, becoming archaic because of final form becoming Laib, L-A-I-B, gave Legolast, capital L-E-G-O-L-A-S-T, that is keen sight, last, L-A-S-T, look, glance, leg, L-E-G, leg, L-E, circumflex, G, keen, piercing. But perhaps both were his names, as the gnomes delighted to give two similar-sounding names of dissimilar meaning, as Legolas, Legolas, Turin, Turambar, etc. Legolas, the ordinary form, is a confusion of the two. Legolas Greenleaf appears in the tale of the fall of Gondolin. He was an elf of Gondolin, and being night-sighted, he led the fugitives from the city over the plain in the dark. A note associated with the tale says that he liveth still in Tol Eressia, named by the Eldar there Laikalasse, capital L-A-I-Q-A-L-A-S-S-E diaresis. Tarn Fui, capital T-A-R-N, capital F-U-I, C Moritarnon Fui. Tavari, capital T-A-V-A-R-I. In the list of fays referred to under Nandini, the Tavari are the fays of the woods. In Kenya lexicon, Tavar, T-A-V-A-R, Tavarni, T-A-V-A-R-N-I, Dale sprites, is derived from a root Tava, T-A-V-A, whence also Tauno, T-A-U-N-O, forest, Taule, T-A-U-L-E, diaresis, great tree,